Hi there. I'm Mark Swallow, and I'm glad you are joining me for today's God Is podcast. Let's get started learning who God is. Thank you for joining me today from wherever you are and by however you listen, as we meet together coast to coast here in the United States and all the way around the world. My goal as we end this week together is to finish what I want to say about verse 6 of Genesis 3, and then cover enough ground so that we build a bridge right into verse 7 for Monday. Do enjoy the weekend and be sure and come back on Monday. We're making our way through Genesis chapter 3, and we would love for you to come along with us on this journey. You can always get caught up at godisministry.org, godisministry.org, on the internet. Genesis 3 verse 6 reads, "When the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was a delight to the eyes, and that the tree was desirable to make one wise, she took from its fruit and ate. And she gave also to her husband with her, and he ate." And we have looked at this passage in a couple of different ways. We contrasted how Jesus responds to God's word and God's will with how Adam and Eve did. And yesterday we compared Genesis 3:6 and 1 John 2:16 on the nature of Eve's sin. Today I want us to focus on the part C, or the third part of the verse. Moses writes, "She gave also to her husband with her, and he ate." And the first thing I would have you note is that Eve listened to the serpent, and Adam listened to his wife. Eve listened to the serpent, and Adam listened to his wife. There's a very interesting verse over in the New Testament book of 1 Timothy chapter 2. If you have your Bible handy, turn to 1 Timothy 2, verse 14. I know. Here I go again, pulling in Scripture from outside Genesis to make the point in Genesis. But as you know by now, this is how Bible study works. In 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 14, the Apostle Paul tells us, "And it was not Adam who was deceived, but the woman being deceived fell into transgression." Notice what the Apostle Paul says. By listening to the serpent and by believing what the serpent said, Eve was deceived, and her deception led her into the temptation to eat of the fruit of the forbidden tree. As 1 Timothy says, she fell into transgression being another word for sin. But that is not how Adam sinned. He sinned by listening to what Eve told him, and then he did it. Eve listened to the serpent, and Adam listened to Eve. And this is altogether bad, but which is slightly worse? I think it is worse what Adam did, and I say that because of what the Bible says. Adam's sin was deliberate. He had an opportunity to resist what his wife offered him, but he intentionally ate it also. The first man was fully aware that he was disobeying God. And as a result of his sin, the Bible makes Adam responsible for all of our sin. Listen to the Apostle Paul again in Romans chapter 5, verse 12. Romans 5:12 says, "Therefore, just as through one man sin entered the world, and death through sin, and so death spread to all men, because all sinned." I will have more to say about Romans 5:12 another time, but for now, capture how Paul writes, "Through one man sin entered the world." He says one man, that is Adam, not through one woman, not through Eve. Adam is the one held accountable for the original sin. The temptation came to Adam from without, not within, and listening to his wife, he took and he ate. Some commentators say that Adam did this out of his love for Eve. He loved her so much he could not bear to see her alone punished by God, so he ate. He didn't want to leave her alone to be punished by God, so in solidarity he sinned. They went down together. But that opinion makes Adam out to be far more noble than he was. Adam did not sin in some sort of noble-minded and honorable way, no. Romans 5, verse 14 focuses on the, quote, likeness of the offense of Adam. Romans 5, 14. That does not sound to me like a noble man's sin. To sin is never a noble thing to do. Eve listened to the serpent, and Adam listened to his wife. On this point, Edward J. Young says something of Eve, which is so true, and Derek Kidner says something of Adam, which is also true. Young and Kidner have both written solid theologies on Genesis chapter 3. Young speaks to Eve's responsibility as a helper to Adam and says of Eve, quote, the help became a hindrance. In Genesis 2:18, God said, it is not good for the man to be alone. I will make him a helper suitable for him. Here is Eve, created by God to help Adam, and yet she offers her husband no help with overcoming temptation. The help became a hindrance. And then Kidner on Adam, quote, Adam was led instead of leading. As we saw from the order of creation in Genesis 2, and as we will learn later in Genesis 3, Adam was to lead in the relationship of husband and wife. He was to take up responsibility for his family. But here, right at the beginning, Adam did not. And I surmise from the text one other thing that does not reflect well on the first man. Knowing the command of God that eating of this tree will result in death, God said, you will surely die. It appears to me that Adam watched Eve eat the fruit, waiting to see what would happen to her. And when she did not immediately drop dead, old Adam thought, oh well, she's fine. Let me take a bite. For not the last time, the man is a fool. For not the last time, the man was willingly led into sin by the woman. As John Calvin put it, Adam was captivated by Eve's allurements, then persuaded by Satan's impostures. The first thing I would have you note is that Eve listened to the serpent, and Adam listened to his wife, Eve. The second thing we need to just point out is the end of verse 6 says that Adam was there when Eve ate of the fruit, and the question is, for how long was he with her? Genesis 3, verse 6, she gave also to her husband with her, and he ate. Notice, with her. It is my opinion that Adam had only arrived at the time when Eve gave way to the temptation and ate. And the reason I say this is based on my understanding of the Hebrew language phrase, with her. In Hebrew, this strongly suggests that Adam was not with Eve at the first, back in Genesis 3, verses 1 through 5, but that he only came on the scene now, at verse 6. I do not believe Adam listened in to the dialogue between the serpent and Eve. And if I am right, this helps to also explain an ancient strategy still deployed by Satan, divide and conquer. You see, when he had Eve alone, when her husband was elsewhere, that is when the serpent struck. Same with us. We are most vulnerable to the temptations of the devil when we are alone. Now you know yourself, as I know myself. You think about your strongest temptation for sin, I will think of mine. Don't these strike us hardest when we are by ourselves? Now, we may sin against someone else, yes, but that sin originates in the solitude of our mind. If you listen as a believer in the Lord Jesus, this is yet another example of why we need one another. If we bind together, we can resist temptation for sin, but if we try to stand alone, we will fall. One of the extreme negatives of the pandemic, the coronavirus outbreak of 2019 and beyond, is the isolation that has come as a result of government mandates to social distance and stay home. In-person worship services were not permitted, and other gatherings were deemed non-essential. Well, let me tell you something. being together, living in the community of other Christians is essential. I do not care what any government says. It is imperative that you and I both find ways to get in touch with our brothers and sisters in Christ. Get creative. Use Zoom. Make regular phone calls. Text one another. Find a socially distant setting like an outdoor venue and talk. If you are blessed enough to be in a country, or let's say in one of the states that has opened up and is getting back to business, then get back to church. Be a proactive part of your church family. Confess your sins one to another, pray for one another, and batten down the hatches together against the violent and stormy winds of the devil. This brings us to the end of verse 6. Today's two main insights are as follows. Eve listened to the serpent, and Adam listened to his wife. And how long had Adam been with Eve? I think only right at the point where she ate the fruit. And this brings us to verse 7. I'm reading now Genesis chapter 3 and verse 7. Then the eyes of both of them were opened, and they knew that they were naked, and they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves loin coverings. What is this all about? We come back on Monday, and Lord willing, we will explore this verse together. We've covered a lot together this week. I pray this is beneficial to you. If it is, do drop me an email or a letter and tell me how this is helping you. My addresses will be given shortly, and I hope you will write to me this weekend. That will be a big encouragement to me and will answer my prayers. I do pray for you, and I will continue always to do so. And I'd like to ask that you include me and this ministry of God Is in your thoughts and prayers as well. To you, my listening family, I love you, and I pray that we can meet right back here together on Monday, for God Is. Thank you for listening to this God Is podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others, and be sure and join me for the next one.